It was an uphill fight for Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan Thursday as he tried in vain to muster enough votes to pass a health care replacement bill. The House Speaker canceled a vote on the measure and rescheduled it for Friday. In the meantime, President Trump says if the GOP health plan fails, he's ready to move on to other things. WUWM Marty Michelson spoke with Christopher Murray of Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He says there's a lot riding on this for Speaker Ryan.
Well, basically what is at stake in a lot of ways is his ability to get his party's and the president's agenda through the House for the next 2 years. Not that if he fails today, nothing will happen, but oftentimes passing legislation in Congress gets easier the more you do it. It kind of builds a momentum. And so if you're able to be successful, especially early on, and show your members that you're able to be productive, that gives them an easier time voting for things further down the line, especially if you are giving them hard votes to cast, which this is certainly one of them. Members of Congress do not like to cast votes in favor of something and then lose. And so Paul Ryan's ability to go back to his members time after time saying, we need your vote on this particular bill, gets harder if they aren't confident that he is able to actually be successful in that effort.
Could the speaker's leadership post be threatened because of this battle?
I think ultimately probably not, only because you have to have an alternative if you want to replace Speaker Ryan. Because the Republican caucus seems to be so divided on this issue, that's really a larger manifestation of a larger divide within the party that would replay itself if they wanted to replace him. It would basically be, okay, who? And so if you looked at, say, the members, the more conservative members in the Freedom Caucus who are giving him the most trouble on this vote, obviously, they may have a candidate that they think highly of, but that candidate is certainly not going to be attractive to the more moderate Republicans. And so there's going to be an inability to coalesce around any other option.
President Trump had been counting on the speaker to help him replace the Affordable Care Act. So what happens to their relationship if Paul Ryan is unable to advance a plan out of the House today?
Well, I think it does certainly take a hit, but then, you know, also there needs to be some relationship if they want to get anything done. And for the president, somebody who does not have any legislative experience in his background, never served in Congress, wasn't a governor, is, to be honest, pretty limited in his knowledge of these policy details. If he doesn't have somebody like Paul Ryan, then he's really in trouble because he's then trying to work with the Congress with really no experience or understanding of how these people think and the types of pressures they're under. So that's certainly not something I would expect him to be able to do on his own, certainly. So he may not be happy with this outcome, but he doesn't have very many other options either.